Now, do you want the two-for-one situation for Terry Stotts? They're going up too slow, so it looks like they just want a good shot here.
McCollum drives, kicks it out. Carmelo, three. It's up and off, and a nice rebound by Luwawu Carib.
And now the Nets can send the Blazers home. I would 1-4 and let LeVert go one-on-one, Kevin.
Here is LeVert. Final seconds. LeVert will go against McCollum. Down by one, LeVert for the lead. No! It's over, and Portland survives! The Portland Trail Blazers survive!
Welcome to the Jump, presented by Mountain Dew.
We are all Dame Lillard hunched over like that after that game. Welcome to The Jump. I am Rachel Nichols coming to you live from inside the NBA bubble located on ESPN's Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World in Florida. We are taking you right up to the opening tip of Pacers Heat here inside Advent Health Arena. I'm joined today by a couple of NBA champs, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. Welcome, gentlemen. Coming up, you guys are all going to see my conversation with Jimmy Butler. He is getting ready for his first playoff run with the Miami Heat. We talked about his budding rivalry with the Pacers. You're going to want to stick around for that. And coming up right after the Jump, we have an NBA triple header with big time seeding implications. It's 4 Eastern, 3 Central. That will be Heat Pacers. Then OKC squares off against the Clippers. And finally, the Sixers take on the Rockets. All 3 games on ESPN, on Deportes, and the app. You can see them right after this show. So let's check out today's 3-point performance. It's brought to you by Mountain Dew. With the Blazers season on the brink, Damian Logo Lillard pulling up from just inside near half court, 18 seconds on the shot clock, buries it to cut the lead to 4. Lillard's 42-point performance lifted the Blazers into the 8th seed. It puts them not only in the Western Conference play-in on Saturday, but gives them the advantage against the 9th-seeded Grizzlies, who clinched their spot by beating the Bucks Thursday afternoon. Remember, Giannis did not play in that game. He was suspended for that headbutt. All right, wins by Memphis, Portland. Those knocked Phoenix out of playoff contention, despite that they were a perfect 8-0 inside the bubble. Afterwards, Suns coach Monty Williams had this to say to his team in the locker room.
It has been cool for me to be with y'all every day, to watch you guys work and battle and gain the respect of your peers the way you have on this trip. We're not the Sons of old. You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot. Nobody believed we'd come here and go 8-0 and beat the teams we beat. But just know, man, this is special, okay? I want you guys to know that. I don't care what happens, right? This is special. Don't let anybody take this away from y'all. You gain the respect of the league. Love you guys. Bring it in.
Monty Williams, absolutely right. This Suns team put the league on notice that they are coming next season, but not this season, because the Western Conference playoff bracket, they did not make it. Instead, the Grizzlies and Blazers face off Saturday, 2:30 Eastern on ABC. If the Blazers win, they're in. If the Grizzlies win Saturday, then we get a winner-take-all game on Sunday afternoon to decide who faces the Lakers in the first round. So, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. Perk, tell me who you got surviving the play-in, Grizzlies or Blazers?
I got the Blazers getting the winning the play-in and go win the AC to play the Lakers, but they're not going to win tomorrow, Rachel. They're going to win on Sunday. Listen, the Memphis Grizzlies are not going down without swinging. Every time I count them out, they bounce back with a huge win led by Ja Morant. When you look at their roster, yes, Jaren Jackson Jr. is injured, but guys like Big Jonas Valanciunas has stepped up. You have two guard who I love in Dylan Brooks. You have a guy like Grayson Allen who's coming in off the bench from Ball. And by the way, Anthony Tolliver provides great minutes for them. So I'm looking at this Memphis team. They are not going to get the AC, but they will win tomorrow.
See, I actually think the Portland Trailblazers are going to win tomorrow, because, you know, I understand that they have a little bit of a buffer, but ultimately they want some rest. they need some rest. If they're actually going to challenge the Lakers, they need to get some rest very, very, very quickly, or at least a day extra if they have that day in between. But I agree with Perk. I love Valanciunas. I love what Dylan Brooks did. Both players had triple-doubles, Ja Morant and Valanciunas. So these guys are gamers. Make no mistake, they are here in this position because they want to be, they fought to be, and they deserve to be. So, I really love what the Memphis Grizzlies are doing, but ultimately I think Portland's going to win that first game and give themselves a little bit of a mental break.
I love the Dylan Brooks shout out because he's forever going to be known as the Brooks Memphis would not give up. And of course, showing in the bubble, that was all for good reason. All right, guys, I want to welcome in Mark Jones and Doris Burke, who are on the call for Pacers Heat at the bottom of the hour. And Mark and Doris, you're like 35 feet from me. You're in the arena, but you're behind three layers of plexiglass, which means you don't have to wear a mask. So I have to wear a mask. I can sort of see you through the mist of plexiglass. Thank you guys both for joining
the show.
I wish I could wear a mask,
Rachel.
We may need it as this goes. I really appreciate you guys joining us. And we know that these two teams, Indy and Miami, are facing off in the first round. And I want to spin it forward. Doris, how do you see these teams matching up at full strength?
You know what, Rachel? I just asked Eric Spoelstra about the job Nate McMillan has done, because the central theme for Indiana has been one of adjustment and needed flexibility, and he was raving about the job, and he said, you know, when you play Indiana, you're going to get a tough, physical, disciplined defensive team. You look at their defensive efficiency, they're outstanding. You also know when you play the Miami Heat that they generate an incredible number of catch-and-shoot threes. Duncan Robinson is so dangerous. They make a ton of those, over 10 per game. They shoot it second in percentage to only Utah, so you've got to be able to guard the three-point line. I do think if you can get past their initial defense, you can hurt them at the rim. But one thing that's interesting to me, Mark, is, and obviously we're here for the T.J. Warren, Jimmy Butler. That's what this is about.
I don't know if there's going to be any hands thrown today because those guys are on the sidelines. But, you know, this rivalry, you can call it that because it didn't start with Warren and Jimmy Butler in Indianapolis several months ago. This has great lineage, these two franchises, going back to 2013, 2014. Frank Vogel-led squads, David West, Roy Hibbert, a young and developing, burgeoning superstar in Paul George going up against the Heatles. You think about some of the more indelible moments there. Lance Stephenson blowing in LeBron's ear. Udonis Haslam having to step in off the bench to play bodyguard for LeBron a couple of times. And then you think about David West, who really backpedaled for nobody.
Right.
You think about all the history between these two teams, and I think this 4-5 matchup is going to be spectacular. And then you have a guy like Victor Oladipo, who's a wild card, Rachel, trying to come back, trying to prove that he is a guy who's still very much an elite player in the NBA, and then a guy that decided he was going to play when he got to Orlando. There was a lot of question as to whether he would play or not. And of course, the rampant speculation that runs all the way from here down the Florida Turnpike to Dade County that has a little bit of connection between Oladipo and the Heat. But that's for another day. Rachel, we're going to wave and turn to you. Back to you.
Absolutely. Great to see you guys. I'm sorry you guys need plexiglass between the two of you and between you and me, but hey, we're all here. That's the important part. And no question, Victor Oladipo is the whisper on a lot of Miami fans' lips that they would love to get him in free agency. But first, there is a playoff battle to happen, and we're going to get a little preview today. Even if Jimmy and TJ aren't playing to rest, these two teams are just as chippy as ever, and we will see you later today for that game. I will be on the sidelines with you guys. All right, coming up here now on The Jump, now that the playoff brackets are 93.75% locked in, thank you, researcher Michael Schwartz, we are going to discuss the most intriguing first-round matchups right after this break. First, though, we bid adieu to the Suns, to the Spurs and the Suns also, but it's the Spurs who had the 22-season playoff streak. This is a great piece from our friends at SportsCenter and Royce Young. Take a look.
San Antonio Spurs missed the playoffs? How long has it been? How about 22 years?
The Spurs will wind up with the worst record in franchise history. Nightmare of a season.
So put on your JNCOs, strap on a fanny pack, and dance the Macarena all the way back to the year 1997. We were watching Seinfeld, Martin, and ER on the tube, while the Spice Girls, Third Eye Blind, Hanson, and Biggie were blaring through our Walkman. The Spurs' streak of 22 consecutive playoff seasons is tied for the longest in NBA history, which included 10 Western Conference Finals trips, 6 NBA Finals appearances, and 5 NBA championships.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's what it's
a crazy feeling.
That's what it's about, baby, right?
The Jump is presented by Mountain Dew, official sponsor of the NBA, and in part by Boost Mobile's all-new Shrink It plan, a brand new way to mobile. Visit boostmobile.com for more.
It's a make or miss league.
It's a make or make.
It's a make or miss league.
Thank you, CJ. Make cement. All right, so Book has Michael Kidd-Gilchrist on the lower block. He jab steps, then blows past him for the slam. Perk, is Booker more of a problem or more of a bucket? Which way are we going on him?
He is, Rachel, he's a bucket. He reminds me a lot of myself in high school. I could just get a bucket anywhere on the court. Devin Booker came out of his mother's womb getting buckets. And you know the thing that impressed me throughout this bubble watching him? He gets it in any way, mid-range, going to the rim, snatching the screws out. This guy is a bucket, a walking bucket.
It's going to carry over. That confidence is going to take him to next season. All right, miss, intense, same game. Luka with the rock, throws it ahead, and it bounces off a Suns defender, then off glass, and right to Boban, who lays it in. Richard, is this intentional when this stuff happens?
100% it's intentional, man. You got to give intentional. Jason Kidd used to get assists like this, right? He would bounce the ball or do something crazy. The ball would bounce off, and all of a sudden you would hear, assist Jason Kidd, and all of us would look over. It's like, hey, that's how John Stockton ended up with 15,000 assists.
When you're that good, the ball just goes in. What can I tell you? Make transition. This is from Bucks Grizz first quarter. Kyle Anderson, also known, of course, as Slow-Mo, leaves a nice dime for Jonas Valanciunas. Perk, how much do you like that Slow-Mo nickname? We good with it?
I love it. It matches him. And guess what? You're not going to speed him up. He embraces it. He plays at his own pace. You still can't stop him. By the way, Rachel, what's going on in the bubble? We've been seeing nothing but dimes between the legs, the behind the back that Kyle just threw. I'm loving everything about this bubble right now. I'm telling you, the energy is great. Talking about dropping dimes. Richard don't know nothing about this.
Less defense. Just a little drive-by there. Boom. Less defense, you know, means better offense, Perk. All right, miss selfishness. Couple of meaningless games. But hey, to Perk's point, some nice dimes here in the bubble. First the Kings, then the Jazz. So, Richard, which one of these is better?
I'm going to say the Jazz one is better. That's the one I think is better.
I mean, look,
do we hear the Harlem Globetrotters theme music?
It's almost the Harlem Globetrotters theme music, but we can't afford the Harlem Globetrotters music, so it's like it. You know those perfumes, those discount perfumes you used to get at the mall that were like, smells like such and such? That's our music budget on the Jump. So we're working through. It's all
okay.
Good.
That's
all right,
fair.
I want to quickly move on to some big news out of Chicago. The Bulls announced that they have indeed fired coach Jim Boylan, citing the need for a fresh approach. Boylan was first an associate head coach during the 2015-16 season for the Bulls. Then he was named head coach in 2018. Bulls executive vice president of basketball operations, Arturas Karnišovas, he issued a statement that reads in part, quote, I ultimately decided that a fresh approach and evolution in leadership was necessary. This was a very difficult decision, but it's time for our franchise to take that next step as we move in a new direction and an era of Chicago Bulls basketball. Richard, do you think this was the right time to make this move?
Oh, 100%. This is the right time because obviously there is no second bubble. So now you actually have a little bit of time to bring in another coach, do the coaching search, and then you have the ability to have this coach work with the players before the start of the next season and this entire offseason. So if you get a new coach now, you have time for the coaching search, and you have time for the coaches to build a relationship with the players before the start of the following season. This is actually the perfect time, and it's before the draft. So now they can bring in a coach, they can draft a player that they want. So this is literally the most perfect time.
Well, Rich, I never thought I would agree with you so much today, but you're absolutely right. This is the perfect time. And by the way, Rachel, I got a list of candidates that's on my list. I think it's time for us, for the Bulls to stop rotating suits. And we got to get some young blood, some new energy in there. Guys like Damon Stoudemire, guys like Sam Cassell, guys like Phil Handy. Guys to that nature who has been longtime assistants and is well deserving of an opportunity like this. You have a young Bulls roster. I think you have a young stud in Kobe White that was held back last year that could be, you know, a franchise player in my eyes, because he could flat out average 25 in today's game. And I think you need to go with someone young and help build with that team. So, you know, I'm looking at the Bulls' decision with firing Jim Boylan. I think it was the right decision at the right time. And I just can't believe that I'm actually agreeing with Richard to start the show so much.
Well, first of all, Perk, Phil Handy is going to be thrilled that you called him young. That's going to be very exciting. And I also wish you luck prying him away from LeBron James or Danny Green, because they depend on him every day. I do love the Damon Stoudemire suggestion and the idea in general. I think that it would be great for the Bulls to go in that direction. And I also hope that the Jim Boylan experience with the Bulls is a lesson to not only Boylan, but some of the other ascending coaches around the league. I know that he was put in there to try to make the Bulls more disciplined on the floor and as a franchise, and I understand why, certainly watching the way they played before him. But having a disciplined team does not mean treating the players on that team like children, like college students. You look at your old team, Kendrick, the Celtics. Brad Stevens has an incredibly disciplined team, but it's based on a bedrock of respect for the players and knowing that he didn't play the game at the level that they did, and he takes their cues from him, even though there's definitely a messaging throughout the franchise that they're all responsible, not just to him, but to each other. And I would love to see that for the Bulls as well. All right, guys, let's take another look at the playoff picture. Starting with the East, interesting matchup between the Celtics and Philly, the 3-6, and the 4-5, as we said, Heat and Pacers expected to be very physical. As for the Western Conference, the Lakers are the only team that doesn't know their opponent. They're awaiting the winner of that play-in game. Great matchups all around here, guys. The Rockets Thunder, especially interesting. The teams, of course, swapped all-star point guards prior to this season. So, Richard, of all of those little spicy bits there, which one interests you the most?
Man, that's tough. And of all the conferences, the one that I think that I'm most intrigued to watch is Dallas versus the Clippers. You have one of the best offensive teams in the NBA versus one of the great potential defensive teams. And all the laughing and joking that Patrick Beverley and Paul George were doing, you know, they get rewarded by getting the Dallas Mavericks. That got Luka. That is one of the highlights of the bubble. They get Porzingis, the unicorn. So they have their hands full. As much as they were laughing at somebody else and they were laughing at Dame, who ultimately, you know, got a little bit of revenge. Now, you know, they have to go against those Dallas Mavericks and see what they can do. But ultimately, I think the Clippers are going to win because of the physicality that they can present against the Mavericks.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to keep it in the West, and I'm going to go with the Rockets and Thunder. This is going to be a fun matchup to see. It's going to be intense. We all know the tension that's there. Chris Paul, the little beef that he have with the Houston Rockets. James Harden still have a beef with the Thunder, the way that they departed ways. And then the injury, we don't know the circumstances as far as when is Russell Westbrook going to return. But when you look at this Oklahoma City team, yes, I've bragged on myself and patted myself on the back several times for saying that Oklahoma City was going to make the playoffs, but I didn't know that they were going to be this good. They are the fifth seed in the Western Conference. That means a lot. You got to find an MVP candidate in Chris Paul, who has done a great job leading this team. You have a veteran guy in Gallo who is capable of going for 20 to 25 points a night. You have a six-man of the year candidate who's my pick, and Dennis Schroeder, who's having an awesome year, giving you 19 off the bench. And then you have Shai Alexander, who was the Thunder pride and joy in the Paul George trade, who's averaging 20 points. They're stingy on the defensive end. I know James Harden is capable of erupting for big nights, but this is going to be a fun matchup, intense, and it's going to get real feisty. I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely. We don't know how long Russell Westbrook is going to be out. We know he will miss at least game one, but whether he misses two, three, or four, that could help turn this series. So we will, of course, be keeping very close track of that on The Jump. All right, coming up later in this show, The Jump's Bubble Chronicles continue. I'm going inside the laundry room. This may not feel exciting, but this many washers and dryers, I'm telling you. A little nod to all the people working behind the scenes here, helping contribute to the great seating games we witnessed the past few weeks. Stick around for that. Get your Tide ready.
Welcome back to The Jump, presented by Mountain Dew.
Welcome back to The Jump. After a sign and trade with the Heat this past season, Jimmy Butler was an all-star. His leadership really did seem to rub off on the rest of the team. They're a bit ahead of schedule here. I sat down with Jimmy to talk about his first season in Miami, the playoffs, and of course, all the trash talk. Take a look. We're running this interview right before your game with Indiana, but I think all you do is play Indiana lately.
Right.
You played them the other day. You play them going into the playoffs. Now you're locked into them for the playoffs. Why is the matchup between these two teams so chippy?
I don't know. I guess there's some history between Miami and the Pacers, and you inherit that the second that you put on a Miami jersey, or a Pacers jersey for that matter. But we embrace it. We love it. We don't run from it. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
What do you expect from the series?
For the Heat to win. I do expect that. I think everybody on our roster, in our organization, all of our coaches, all of our fans, think that the Miami Heat's going to get that one.
It's not just past history. Of course, there's a recent history between you and T.J. Warren. You had the incident in January. You had one of the most colorful post-game press conferences we have seen.
I ain't scared of nobody. So, you know, he's talking about, oh, we're going to fight this, that, this, that. He's not even in my league, like nowhere near me. If I was their coach, I would never put him on me ever again.
And then you guys played here, you guarded him. What do you expect in terms of the matchup with you and him going forward?
I mean, the same thing, a high level of competition. I keep it at that for now, and keep it at basketball. I know that I have a job to do just like he has a job to do, but I know that the group of guys that we have, we're gonna make sure that our job gets done.
So how far can the Miami Heat go down here?
We can win this.
You think you can win the whole thing?
Yes, yes.
You know you're not favored to.
I don't care. I don't care. Speaking for myself, I don't give a damn what anybody says. And I think I can speak for my teammates when I say they don't give a damn either.
The Pacers, not the only team that you have had some chippiness with. You guys just played the Thunder, and Chris Paul threw a ball at Duncan Robinson, and on the very next trip down the court, you made sure that he heard about it from you and felt it from you.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
I just don't like you picking on my young fellas like that. You know, I feel like you didn't have to do that. That was like an eye for an eye.
Did you and Chris connect or anything after the game? How do you feel things are between you two now right now?
Don't care. I don't need friends here in the bubble. You know, I barely leave my room. I'm in my room minding my business. I'm not gonna see nobody.
I was gonna ask you about your Orlando experience. Let's talk about that, right? What is it like for you here?
I'm working on my coffee skills. After my career, I'm opening my coffee shop. Right now, I'm charging $20 a cup. So if you want some, come through.
People think you're joking, but you have a French press here, right?
I got everything. $20 a cup. Small, medium, and large, all of it's $20 a cup. So,
why is your coffee special, cellmate?
Because like you can't get coffee nowhere here. So I might bump it up to $30 a cup. Just depends. People here can afford it, so ain't nobody complaining.
Even when you first got here, I know that there was a tension on you because there was everyone had to quarantine. And reportedly, a security guard had to come knock on your door because there was a noise complaint about you. Not because you were playing loud music, Jimmy Butler, because you were dribbling a basketball in your room at all hours.
There's only so many things that you could do in your room before like you just start thinking of some nonsense to do. But now I have found other ways to compete.
And now you're settled in here. You're in the rhythm of things. You are in the same hotel as some of the other teams that you want to take down. What is that like?
No different. I do think it's tough, you know, having to play somebody that you're going to have to walk by on the way to testing or to a meeting or to a practice or something like that. So it's no telling, but I don't think there are going to be no punches thrown. You'll get a mean mug here and there, maybe a couple words. Definitely from some players that will still be in the playoffs. So I don't know. Maybe that's the part that the world doesn't get to see, but it's for sure going to happen.
Whatever happens here, there is going to be a free agency period this offseason, whenever the offseason is. Mm-hmm. What do you expect about other big-name players in the NBA wanting to come play with you on the Heat now that there has been a season of establishing what you on the Heat means?
I think it'll happen. Only time will tell. I'm telling you, the organization's really good at getting what they want to win a championship. It's gonna happen. And we have all the key pieces. We have, you know, shooters, we got the youth, we got the vets. And I think, you know, a little Miami sunshine never hurt anybody.
And hey, if you win a championship here, that's the best recruiting of all.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Little Miami sunshine, never hurt anyone, but the glint off that trophy is the best recruiting tool of all. Thank you so much to Jimmy Butler. Coming up, we're going to recap the best plays of the bubble. No secret, it features Devin Booker and Damian Lillard. Don't want to miss that after the break. But first, I spoke to the equipment managers for the Heat, Suns, and Thunder about how different this whole situation is from their usual jobs. Here's the latest edition of the Bubble Chronicles. We're going inside the laundry room. Come get clean with me. Let's go. So the Atlanta Braves used to hold their spring training right here at ESPN's Wide World of Sports, and their batting cage used to be right over there. Well, then the NBA bubble came, and they decided this would make a perfect laundry room. What happens when you've got to wash 22 teams worth of laundry and equipment all cycling through 24 hours? Let's check it out. So you can see the old pitcher's mound. We're standing right in the middle of the batting cage right now. This used to be the stretch for the Atlanta Braves. Now, though, it houses water tanks. How different is this setup from what your normal routine would be?
Usually we're using industrial washers and dryers.
Right.
So they're much bigger. And everything's automated with the laundry soap, all that kind of stuff. But,
right.
I mean, for what it's worth, for what the league came up with, it's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, for what we put in the alternative,
right.
I mean, this has been great.
How long does it take you to do everyone's stuff?
Game set, I think it took me 2.5 hours. So
wait, it takes 2.5 hours to wash everyone's game stuff?
Yeah, because there's a lot more stuff.
What happens if you shrink Jimmy Butler's jersey?
He'd be very upset, I think, but you never know.
This is Wilson, and you became an internet sensation. I don't know if anyone thought a viral video about laundry would be popular.
Right, I had no idea either. Just this whole setup is very unique, and I wanted to send that to some friends back home. Next thing you know, it's
all over. The Suns are on a streak here in the bubble. Does anyone not want you to wash their stuff?
No, we're not at that point yet. Thank goodness.
Now, all these are dark, and I've heard from some of the other guys that sometimes they forget and leave stuff in there.
Absolutely. I'll have to admit, I did leave a set of practice gear in Atlanta. We're lucky because some of the teams are staying at the same hotel, so
right.
They drop it off on their way, so it really helps us out.
Was it Devin Booker's?
No.
Okay, so then you're fine. He's fine. Fortunately, they don't make these guys use quarters to make the laundry work. There are 66 dryers, 66 washers, all the Tide you could want, and 22 happy teams. I'm
just too slow like a fan. You
are watching The Jump, presented by Mountain Dew.
It gives me great joy to say welcome once again to the NBA on ESPN.
Bring the double at Booker. Book on the spin. Fires for the win! Got it!
Here comes Kuzma for the win. Got it!
Don't mess with Dame Dollar. That's not the one.
That's a bomb! Ridiculous! Damian Lillard!
I said, you know what I'm here for.
Put some respect on his name. Yes, that was the best of the bubble, which means it's time for the first and, I don't know, hopefully only NBA Bubble Awards. First up, Kendrick Perkins, who is your bubble MVP?
My bubble MVP, and all due respect to Dame, I respect for him, but I got to give it to Devin Booker. Rachel, not one person, including myself, was talking about or gave the Phoenix Suns a chance of even making the AC. And here it is, they was waiting on the game last night and barely didn't get in. They went 8-0. Devin Booker averaged 31 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds. That was tremendous. No one even expected them to make noise like Booker as my MVP.
Now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen at home, I want to make sure you guys understand. They tell us an order to go. So they're like, Perk, we're going to give you. Then, Richard, you're going to come next. Perk knows very well that I was going to say Devin Booker, right? He knows I was going to say Devin Booker. That's what Perk does. Perk cheats off my homework all the time. Make no mistake about that. But yes, Devin Booker is the MVP because, and like you said, no one expected anything this or that. But really what happens is this, is that if someone would have told you Dame was going to go for 61, if someone would have told you Dame was going to go for 50, if someone would have told you that the Portland Trailblazers were going to get into that eighth spot, you would have believed them. You wouldn't even have batted an eye because that's Dame doing what Dame does. But you know what you would have never believed? No one in the world would have believed that the Phoenix Suns, without Kelly Oubre, without Aaron Baines, were going to go 8-1, or 8-0, excuse me. No one would have believed that. So with that being said, you got to give it to Devin Booker. You got to give it to the Phoenix Suns. If there was a coach of the bubble, it would have to go to Monty Williams.
Hey, RJ, amazing. Just because we're agreeing a lot today, that don't mean that I'm cheating on your homework. We just happen to be rolling
you
with the winner. No, you
Man,
just rolling with
nah,
a winner.
Steve,
you,
yeah, Steve got to stop. Steve got to stop giving you my. Steve's got to stop giving you my answers pre-show.
Well, Richard, I'm going to go to what you the? First on this one, okay? So you can be the first one. Who is your bubble breakout star?
You know what's so crazy? With all due respect to TJ Warren, who was the most impressive individual surprise in the way he played with the numbers that he put up, I'm still going to give it to Devin Booker. Why? Because those numbers that he's been putting up have finally translated to wins. He didn't show up with a full squad. He didn't show up with a healthy squad. He showed up with good portions of his team out, and he led them in a way. That's what we want to see. We know he can score. The man put up 70 points as a youngster, but we know he can score. We know he can do that. Ultimately, his numbers translated to wins, and now they are the talk of the entire NBA community. That's why he is a breakout star. Even though he was an all-star, now he's on another level.
Well, my breakout star got to be TJ Warren. Listen, we knew about Devin Booker. He was an all-star. We knew about Damian Lillard, an all-star. Talking about TJ Warren. We're talking about a guy who was maybe a third or fourth option on the Indiana Pacers to now that we could possibly say that he's the number one option and Victor Oladipo is healthy. This guy has been tearing the league up. He had a 53-point game. I'm talking about he has been doing a tremendous job all across the board. Matter of fact, he's doing so well that we're questioning the Suns on how did they give him up for cash considerations and a second round pick. If TJ Warren is not the surprise player of this bubble, I don't know what RJ is thinking right now. We knew that Devin Booker could come out and put up big numbers. We didn't know this about TJ Warren.
We didn't know Devin Booker could win. We didn't know Devin Booker could win games and put up numbers. That's why he's the breakout star, but keep going.
He can't
well,
be
see,
both.
I feel better when you guys
both.
Are not on the same side anymore. I feel like normalcy has returned. And Richard, I want to give you another chance to go first. Which team do you think is most likely to have their bubble burst early in the playoffs? Richard, who you got?
I'm going to say the Philadelphia 76ers. And the reason why I say this is because obviously without Ben Simmons, there's some gaps in their game. And they weren't even sure if this was going to mesh. But then they get the Boston Celtics. And so when I look at this and I look at the Philadelphia 76ers, there's so much at stake. If they have an early underperforming exit from the postseason, the coach is at risk, high risk, probably the biggest coaching, you know, risk right now in the postseason. Then you don't know if they're going to trade Ben Simmons and try and move on. So there's so much at risk for this Philadelphia 76ers team. And the only thing they have to overcome is a sleeper team like Boston that a lot of people think can make it to the conference finals. So I think Philly has the most at risk, and I think their bubble is going to burst.
Guess what? The Lakers are not the favorite to win the title. The Clippers are not. Dallas is not. Toronto is not. Philly is not. The Milwaukee Bucks are. And they 3-5 in the bubble. They have not been playing inspiring basketball. To me, they lost their defensive identity. And yes, they're going to beat the Orlando Magic in the first round. We all know this, right? But when they get to the second round and they have to face Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra, and that Miami Heat team, it's going to be smoke in the city. Because they're not afraid of the deer. They do not fear the deer. Even the one matchup that they did face Milwaukee in the bubble, they were up 24 points at half without Jimmy and Goran Dragic. Although they lost the game, they shouldn't have been in the game anyway. It took Giannis and Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez down the stretch to pull that one off. And by the way, a couple favorable calls in the third quarter with a Bucks shot almost 20 free throws, but I'm not even about to get into that. But I'm looking at this Milwaukee Bucks team. They don't impress me, and they better be careful because Miami Heat, second round, the Miami Heat is going to beat them.
Well, you heard Jimmy Butler tell me in that conversation just now, he thinks they can win it all. They're not just going to do well here. He thinks they will win the title. So to do that, Perk, your prediction would have to come true. You can see and hear behind me, we are just minutes away from the first game of our triple header here on ESPN. And up next after this commercial break, we will revisit of the two teams playing here, the on-court rivalry between Jimmy Butler and TJ Warren that started earlier this season and has picked right back up inside the bubble. First, though, we want to hit you with a few memorable bubble bloopers. Take a quick look on our way out. We'll be right back.
You want to take your time because this is what happens.
Right. These are some of the best actors in the history of the game. Somewhere Denzel Washington is at home giving him a standing ovation.
Gobert
off the face of McGee.
That's a hostile act.
Is it DeLuca? Oh!
But a burst there at the end.
Oh my goodness. That's literally trying to throw it down.
Yeah. Since 2012, what would you say as Cook goes in? It's picked up by Houston.
Yep. One end to end here in Orlando. LeBron James. Oh, second layup. He's missed in this quarter. He's not going to get that one.
Pipes. This is crazy. Slow down, guys. Before somebody gets hurt. Slow down. Back it out.
The Jump is presented by Mountain Dew, official sponsor of the NBA, and in part by Boost Mobile's all-new Shrink It plan, a brand new way to mobile. Visit boostmobile.com for more.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got an NBA triple header right here on ESPN at 4 o'clock Eastern. It's Heat Pacers, then Thunder Clippers, and finally the Sixers and Rockets. All right, guys, time to revisit a little smoke between Jimmy Butler and TJ Warren. Here is how it all started.
Here comes Butler. Warren spinning him around, and Butler not happy with that.
I think it's tough for him because I can guard him and he can't guard me.
He's supposed to feel like that, that nobody can check him as well as I feel like that.
I ain't scared of nobody.
Warren, here's a long three.
CJ Warren's on a different planet right now.
He's been on a tear lately, I will say that. But, you know, when you go up against the Heat, we always got something in our back pocket.
It is a runaway right now. A 22-point victory for Miami. They take the season series from Indiana now 3-0. They will meet again Friday.
All right, guys. That was just a little taste. This Pacers Heat rivalry is real. NBA champs Richard Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins still with me. So, guys, let's jump around. Butler and Warren, they're both out tonight. But, Richard, do you expect their rivalry to heat up in this first round series? And even today with these teams, the guys are out on the floor. They don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't like each other. But I've watched T.J. Warren play a bunch over the course of this bubble, and he's normally pretty calm. But the only reason why we're talking about this beef is because T.J. Warren has elevated his game. So we can't put him on the same level as Jimmy Butler, but he has elevated his game.
Well, hey, listen, Rachel, the thing is that Jimmy Butler is from H-Town, Texas, and we bought none and fade all. And listen, he strapped them up last game, and he's going to strap them up for the whole series. They got multiple bodies that they could throw at them, and you know Spo got something in his bag.
All right, guys, after Pacers Heat, Victor Oladipo had a friendly chat with a few members of the Heat. Oladipo has 1 year left on his deal. Perk, are you reading anything into this?
I trust guys, more of the Miami Heat.
Game
they
time.
Got more weapons. They got more weapons. I'm sorry. I got the Heat. I got the Heat in the series. I trust the Heat more.
I got the Heat, and then I have the Heat, and then I have the Heat. I don't think that there's any question. And maybe if Indiana was healthy, but ultimately, I have the Heat, I have the Heat, and I have the Heat.
Richard, it's hard to see where you're coming from here. I'm confused.
Well, I just want to make sure you understand that I have the Heat.
Well, it will be interesting to see how they prep for this series today. Again, some of the big stars are out, but plenty of guys are still playing. Malcolm Brogdon, former Rookie of the Year, on the court today. And they are going to try to feel each other out before the playoffs start. Stick with us for our whole triple header here on ESPN.